Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
When it comes to Donnie in particular, I think he's an excellent coach, but we should have never had any sort of arrogance coming out of our locker room. We haven't done anything. We haven't made the playoffs. We haven't put ourselves in a position. We haven't earned the respect in the league yet. So the reality is, too, that 31 teams are disappointed at the end of the year, right? There's one team that feels really good. But there's 16 teams that are even feel worse than the other 15 teams. We haven't earned it. We got to earn it. This league doesn't give you anything. The game doesn't give you anything. You have to respect the game. You have to respect the league. And that's what I'm talking about, the mindset of walking in the morning and it's time to go to work.
Kevin Adams, man, I loved his tone yesterday. I know talk is cheap. Got a lot of responses. Talk is cheap. I love we haven't earned the respect of the league yet. Amen.
Yeah.
Like, it's a harsh thing to say, but we say it sometimes and you know, a lot of us love the Buffalo Sabres, but we want them to feel like a real team, and sometimes they don't feel like a real team.
Yep.
Yesterday, I thought the GM sounded like the GM of a real team. He's got to follow up and follow through on his promises and hire a coach with NHL experience. He's going to take them to the next level. But part of this context, Joe, for me, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Wednesday. It's kind of nice outside. It's going to rain a little later today. Part of this context for me is when they got eliminated, I posted a poll. What is it? Worse than it looks or not as bad as it looks? And I've said multiple times, this is not anything close to rock bottom. We're annoyed. They're in purgatory. But there have been years where it's like, man, it's going to take such a lot of work to get them to a good spot. They've got to cut this out and move this on. And who would take a job? And who would? And now I feel like the right coaching hire in, what, two players?
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody be shocked if they ended the drought next year? Would anyone be shocked? Why should you be shocked? There's enough talent. Look at Washington. They're not even good.
No, they're bad.
The Red Wings were in it until the very last day. They're not good. The Islanders, are they good? Well, they're good now. You know, you don't even have to be that good. It's part of the point about the NHL. But I loved hearing Adam say, we haven't earned the respect of the NHL yet. That's right.
Well, when's the last time you had someone in the Sabres organization talk like that?
Right.
Or, like, is that... You might believe that they think that way, but you wouldn't know, right? The way Botterill talked, the way that Kruger talked, even the way Granato and Adams have talked over the years. It's this, we're all smiling and happy. Like, guys, it's not as bad as you think. We're okay. It's like this being content with where they're at to some degree of, oh, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep getting better and better. Like, again, it's only words, but it's proof that they actually think that way. That there's someone in the building that is thinking that way.
Right. It sounds like Kevin Adams, even though he's right now, you know, the voice of the team and the man out in front, it sounds like behind closed doors, he would say to them, like, you guys haven't done squat. One of my little, whatever you want to call it, a pet peeve or something that bothered me about the Sabres this year, you pointed out, we all pointed out many times, their longest win streak was 3.
Yep.
And their longest losing streak was 4. It was always win-loss, mm-hmm. win-loss, win-loss. Mm-hmm. They would have horrible games and then win the next one and talk like they've got it figured out. They lost 9-4 to Columbus, and the chance of fire Donnie. I've got, at different points of the season, Kyle Oposo saying, like, oh, the fans booing, that's not on us. That's not on us. That's about years and years and years. It's like, no, no, that's you. They're booing you. They're booing your performance on the ice at home. There are a lot of disappointing, dead effort nights. They got scored on in the first 5 minutes over and over and over again. They were asleep all the time. And then they would win the next game because a Toronto goalie lets in like five goals above expected. And the mood of the team was, yeah, we figured it out. We know what's going on. We've got it.
Yep.
Constantly that tone of, oh, yeah, we got it. There's never been more belief than there is right now. I mean, Dylan Cousins said that, which fine. I'm glad he's got belief. But Adams referenced Cousins specifically. It sounds like Cousins is a bit of a, I mean, a reclamation project is saying it much too strongly. But he specifically talked about Cousins.
Yeah.
How he kind of lost his way this year.
He said, there were nights where I thought he's not playing to his identity. What I tell him is the other center you're playing against has to think that was miserable going against 24 all night.
So they lost Cousins.
They lost Cousins.
They got to get him back.
Yeah. Is that job one of the next coach? Job one, or maybe the jobs, of Don Granato when he showed up was, one, you need to save Rasmus Dahlin from whatever he's headed down. Because it was in bad shape when he took over.
He did.
Yep. And it's, can you make Tage Thompson even into an NHL player? Tage Thompson wasn't even an NHL player when Don Granato took over. Can you do those couple of things? Like, Skinner, can you salvage anything here? Like, can you take these individuals and can you kind of spin them the other way? The guy for that, for the next coach, is got to be Cousins. Whoever is in, if Lindy's in a meeting with them, Berube, whoever, it's part of the meeting, I bet, is just dedicated to, this guy did not work this year. Like,
right.
What is your plan to figure that out for us? Because that's going to be one of the most important things.
Right. Where can you get us the guy that on, was it New Year's Day 2 years ago, stripped Bergeron of the puck and went down and scored in Boston?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
That guy who we watched and we signed to a big, long contract. And listen, there's a lot to like about Dylan Cousins' game, but I asked Don about it in our last conversation because he looked like a guy that was a little bit lost in terms of his identity. And there's Kevin Adams to basically say it. So, yeah, I think he's at the top of the list. And the new coach comes in with some good young players, lots of prospects. Boy, I'll tell you, if you want a
youth, even though,
and a goalie that, two goalies that maybe look like they could be up to the task.
Yeah. That's the one thing I'm struggling with, that I'm conflicted with, because I liked hearing Adams yesterday defiantly be like, that's it. No more talk about them being young, which I appreciate.
Because he said they're experienced. He's like, Zach Benson's young, but now he's experienced.
Even by that part, though, like they're the youngest team in the league. You don't want to know where they rank in experience, like games played? They're still like 26th. It's not like they're that much higher. So, but I know what he means. Like, they are more experienced than they are youthful. The two things are going to be tough here. No more talk of youth. They're still the youngest team in hockey. And
that could change. They could go out and trade some young guys and get some veterans.
It could. Do we expect it to? Like, how much do we expect that to change, though?
Their
two goalies are going to be really young next year.
That's a good conversation. When Adams, he's got his guy in mind, right? Craig Berube, Lindy Ruff, whoever it is. First meeting is going to be, what do you think? If that coach says, I'll tell you who I don't want around here, that guy. Does Kevin Adams say, like, okay, you can do it. I'll make a Bills comparison here, right? Like, when the Bills change coordinator, they start to build for what Joe Brady wants. Like, okay, you've worked with this receiver. You like this guy. Bring in your own guy.
Isn't when McDermott got here? I mean, this was with multiple players.
Yes. Like, Sammy Watkins, Ronald Darby,
Marcel Darius,
yes,
who was
yes.
on the team like into the year. Eventually, was like, this guy can't be on the team anymore.
Yeah, it's not always thought of the same way for hockey, and this isn't exactly a rebuild,
right?
But yeah, the next coach, if Adams already has it in mind, listen.
Well, all I mean is the next coach is going to have to be good with coaching young players on some level. I'm not saying he has to be the developmental guy like Granato was, but on some level, there's going to have to be an ability to coach young players because they're probably going to be the youngest team in hockey again next year. Like, it's going to be a simple fact of their roster build unless there is dramatic overhaul on that team. And I'm not expecting dramatic overhaul.
No, I wouldn't either. They're not
Lindy.
They're not in bad shape to overhaul.
Lindy did just do this last year. The Devils were the second youngest team in the league. And Berube, when he first got to St. Louis, I think this was more true of them when like the Kyrus and the Robert Thomases of the world were there. So you can have the guy Adams is talking about, pedigree and experience coaching in the league, and also have someone that you think can get through to young players. I don't think it has to be, you need a development guy because they're young. Like, I think you can have the type of coach he's talking about work with the group that they currently have.
803-0550. Get some calls in, connecting with our fans. Tony is up next. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Tony.
Here we are again, right? Here we are again. Same spot. Listen, you know what we need to do is let's take a poll, a Buffalo Sabres fan poll. What kind of team do we want to see here? You know, I've been watching the game since I've been 9 years old. I go back to when Bob Sauvé shut out the Montreal Canadiens in the first round of the playoffs when it was a five-game series back-to-back in the Forum against a Montreal, you know, aging dynasty back then. And all through the years, my favorite team was the 1997 Buffalo Sabres. They were an extremely physical team. They kind of lacked talent, but they made up for it with the way they worked and how hard they played. And I got to tell you, if you could gut the bottom nine forwards and keep, you know, and just bring in guys that are grinding, guys that don't mind going into the corners and doing the dirty work and hitting bodies. I mean, I know the game has changed, but it hasn't changed that much. You look at the Stanley Cup winners, there is an essence of grit to them where they don't mind going into the corners, where their goaltending is good. Okay, it's not average. I mean, you've been watching this for so damn long, and you see that it's like how you could not fix this in 13 years is beyond me, but here we are.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yep.
Well, take a poll. What do the fans want to see? What's going to make a show for the audience?
Can I tell you the other team I'd ask in the poll? The 0506 Sabres. I'd ask, would you rather be the 97 or the 0506? What do you think people would pick?
The 97. I'd rather be the 97 Sabres with a little more scoring power, personally, because it represents our city. We're a hard-nosed city. We work hard. We grind for everything we get here. Okay?
Yep.
And we want our teams to represent who we are.
I just want him to win, Larry. Thank you. I just want him to win.
It's so funny. I just a second ago had this with Brian Mazurowski down the hall at BEN. He's like, you know who every Sabres fan's favorite team is? And I'm like, the 06 Sabres? He's like, oh, no, wait. No, the 97 Sabres. Like, we just got tripped up in the same thing. And that's longer ago, and I'm two when that team is going, so I'll talk on my butt a little bit here, not watching that season, but wasn't that team only good because Dominik Hasek was the best goalie in the world? They don't have Dominik Hasek.
Yeah, I mean,
That's a very unique circumstance, I think, from that team. I'm not saying what they did was completely fake. Back then, I think that worked. I think if you are wanting to build them in the name of a former of a team that used to be great in this city, I am 100 times out of 100 thinking of the 06 Sabres before I get to another team.
Even 06-07. Like, I would take that.
And that is
two.
That's how their roster is already constructed, right? Like thanks, Tony, for the call. Like, taking 9 forwards and committing it to that. Like,
that's a good way to lose.
Also, you already have 12 of your forward spots kind of committed. So, like, I don't know how you're getting a whole different type of identity as a team. Like, you're going to need the coach to mold these guys into what he wants. And they've got some big guys, right? Like, the top of the lineup, look at the guys they've paid. Like, they've got big players, but are they physical? Are they, going to play like Nolan would have coached them to? Like, I'm not expecting that from anybody that comes in here.
There's definitely a happy medium. And Kevin Adams talked about being more abrasive in the bottom six, which, of course.
That was the word he used, right?
Yeah,
abrasive.
They could be more abrasive in the bottom six. And no one's going to push back on that if they're good.
What does abrasive mean, though? Does that mean more?
It's more about the Dylan Cousins point, about how that guy's got to be miserable at the end of the night.
Okay, all right.
Adams was very frank on, tough to play against. Sometimes you're tough to play against because you score a million goals. Sometimes it's because you're relentless on the forecheck or you're right in a guy's back pocket on every single play. Like, okay. The thing I would say to Tony's call is just like, do that, but never sacrifice skill for it. Why am I saying I don't want a team that's skilled?
Right.
These teams that win the Stanley Cup, what are they? They're a lot of things. They're good. They're deeper. They're better than the Sabres. They've got better players. They've got in this year, okay, you want to really do what it was this year? This year, other teams' best players were a lot better than the Sabres' best players.
Yes.
Nikita Kucherov had more points,
more assists
than any Sabre had points.
Yeah.
Connor McDavid has more assists than any Sabre has points by 40%.
Austin Matthews had more goals than the Sabre had points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the Sabres had the top line, just the top line, do what it did last year, this team makes the playoffs. Go ahead and add 20. What?
And you're saying just offensively.
Just offensively.
Yeah.
They were a +2 on goal differential, which is the best they've been since 2011. Just go ahead and add 18 goals to Tage. I mean, he was hurt. Okay.
Yeah.
Tuck was battling things.
Cousins.
Skinner was not the same. Cousins. All this team really needed was its best players to be better. It's not really a rocket science formula about abrasiveness and jam and grit. You're sure, go out and get all those things. But this team fell because the top lines didn't produce. Paterka did. Quinn got hurt. If you were to list their top six scoring players at forward, the only one that did not have a disappointing season, is it Paterka? Is that it?
Yep.
Greenway was not a disappointment. He's pretty good for what he's supposed to.
Well, I mean, he scored 10 goals.
Right, for
right?
What
like,
he's supposed
what
to
he
do.
Is, though,
he's
yeah,
supposed to
yeah.
be a depth guy. I'm not supposed to ask him to score 20.
Right.
I'm supposed to ask him to do pretty much what he did, and I need more from Tage and more from Tuck and more from Skinner, and I need Quinn to be healthy.
Well, he's one of those guys in the bottom six. That isn't that what we even think they're going to add? Aren't they going to add another Greenway in their bottom six?
Probably.
I don't think they're sacrificing skill for it. Listen, Adams answering Paul's question yesterday about, like, do you want to be tougher to play against? Like, he said, he kind of hesitated. He's like, yes, but, like, the first thing he said about it was that speed and being fast is, like, and skilled, like, that, I don't know if he said the word skilled, but he definitely said fast, is a way to be tough to play against, right? Like, he would know. He played against the 06 Sabres. That team should have won the Stanley Cup. And I don't know if Adams thinks about it that way. He has the ring, but he knows how tough that 06 Sabres team was to play against. Was anybody on that 06 Sabres team like bullying the Hurricanes around in that playoff series? Was Mike Greer doing it maybe? Like there was maybe a guy here and there. Why were they tough to play against? Because good luck staying with Danny Briere in open space. Like the dude was just going to put you in a blender.
Well, they were just so deep and so good. It's why Ken Hitchcock lost his mind in a postgame presser.
Right.
Because the Flyers tried to fight. The Sabres kept going to the power play and scoring goals.
Right.
It's like, thanks.
Like, listen, I want a little bit of what Florida has. I definitely want that. I want.
Listen,
they are just going to run you through the wall, but they're going to beat you 5-1 while they do it.
It's a point to be made on the division. Do you know the top three teams in the NHL in hits?
Florida's probably one of them, aren't they?
Yes.
Top three in hits?
Yeah.
Which, are you asking me because the Sabres are in the top three?
No, okay, no. Okay. I'm asking you because, again, like it's marrying the skill and the tough to play against and the jam and the kind of style you want. I saw yesterday. It's Toronto, Boston, and Florida.
The top three in the Atlantic.
Yeah. And those are not teams that just hit because they never have the puck.
Right.
They hit because they play like that. They hit because they make it miserable. And they all win. They're all great teams. And Toronto and Boston are going to play in the first round, and that's a tough break for one of those teams.
Isn't that more, though, like to Tony's call and to that point about like how those teams play, isn't that more about once you get to the playoffs? Like, I don't feel like I'm there yet. I feel like right now, when you're just trying to get in, I don't need all that yet. That is how I win when I get to the postseason. What I need now is, like, right, their best players to score. I need to make sure, talent-wise, I'm not lacking. I need to make sure on that front I'm good first. And then, and only then after, if I've made the playoffs at that point, and it's clear that, oh man, they're just getting bullied, and they're losing too, but they're getting, they cannot get through these guys. They can't get through a Florida playing that style. Like, I feel like the sandpaper, the tougher to play against in terms of the physical respect, like all of that for me sounds like something that I should be worrying about once I actually get to the postseason.
Is there any conspiracy part of this? There's something Adam said about the job and how attractive it is. And this would be, you know, this will be a little bit ironic as I make this point, but if you'll allow it. One of the reasons he said this is an attractive job is because of the market and people love hockey. And if you love coming to the rink and loving being part of a place where they care about hockey, you know, some guys don't want that.
Yeah.
Some guys don't want to be nonstop. The pressure that comes in with any coach with this market is going to be intense. People care here. Is there any point to be made? I might not even believe this myself. Is he talking about Brind'Amour in Carolina? Like, what are you in Carolina? Are you the mayor because the Canes are good? You know, you're the head coach of the Sabres and they're good here. You are a figure. It is not the same. It's not the same to win here versus other places. And I don't know. I wonder if there's any sort of connection to be made there. It's a leap. In Carolina, they score all the time and have a lot of fun and win all the time. And we would like to have that as well. But should I root against Carolina so their owner freaks out and says, you know what, why would I pay this guy so much money? He can't get us past the second round. I feel like I might want to root for that.
Their owner's like, isn't he one of those like, or no, I'm thinking the Panthers owner.
Tom Dundon is his name, never mind. Isn't that his name?
Yeah, I'm confusing him with the Panthers owner.
David Tepper.
Carolina. David Tepper. The Hurricanes, by the way, like, I'm not saying Brind'Amour is not the style of coach that some people are looking for. Accountability and that type of stuff is there. But if you want to look at, like, hit stats on the year, I think they're in the bottom three of the league this year.
Well, it's a different way they're tough to play against.
Right.
They win all the time. 803-0550, Paul Hamilton. We'll get his thoughts.
Dead last, by the way, sorry.
Oh, dead last in
hits.
Dead
last in hits.
But number one in your hearts. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, you want to give us a call? We'd love to have you. Paul Hamilton's going to join us next. We'll get his thoughts on Kevin Adams from yesterday and also the coaching candidates. If there's any names we're missing, who would be the right fit, all that. Join us here on WGR.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.